Country Club FM.
It's a literal clown show. That's what the Bob Almanac is, and we'd have it no other way. Right, Neil?
That's what we prefer.
That's what we prefer. That's what the listeners prefer. Wednesday, it's infotainment, edutainment, January 2nd. The countdown starts over again. It took so long to get to number 365, to get to 0 days left. Now we start over again. 363 days left to go this year. It is not a leap year. I believe next year, 2020, would be a leap year.
Yep.
I do believe.
You're correct.
1872, Brigham Young arrested on bigamy charges. He was 71 years old. He had 25 wives. It's hard enough taking care of one. How did he deal with 25?
He
must have had some help.
He had to have some help.
So, you know, because everyone would want a date night every now and then.
I know.
18, so he had to go see a romantic movie. Would he take like four or five or six at a time?
You almost have to.
1935, this was in the news.
A little town with an old-fashioned courthouse turns into a bedlam carnival. Crowds try to swarm in for the trial, hundreds of telegraph wires to flash the news, and battalions of photographers all awaiting the arrival of the leading player in the Huffman trial drama at Flemington.
Before the O.J. Simpson trial, this was the trial of the century, the Bruno Huffman trial.
Ooh, sure.
Kidnap murder of the Lindbergh baby. Maybe. He was found guilty. He was executed. 1935 is when it started.
Still, you know, some people that aren't sure they got the right name.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's always conspiracy.
The ladder wood was from his barn and, you know, the money and everything.
It was
planted.
I don't buy it.
We had to get somebody for it.
Yeah.
At least we got some guy. Right. I think he was the guy.
I think he was
the guy,
I think he was the guy.
1953, William Bendix was the guy.
Now, you're not running for office, so stay out of it and don't interfere.
Well, there must be something I can do.
Sure. Pass the syrup.
The Life of Riley, one of the great early sitcoms on television. It started on radio, and then it went to television in 1949, not starring William Bendix, who had been on the radio edition. It was Jackie Gleason.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But then it went off the air. It didn't last on TV. Then they brought it back in 1953, and then after that, it was on for quite a few years.
With
William Bendix
as
Riley. The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley on NBC TV, 1953. 1971, somewhat historic here. That was on The Tonight Show the night before. That was the last cigarette commercial on television. Because it was this date, 1971, in the United States, a federally imposed ban on TV cigarette advertisements went into effect. And you know who wanted the ban? The tobacco companies.
They did.
The tobacco companies wanted the ban because all the non-smoking PSAs on TV were hurt them more than not having advertising on TV.
Huh.
So by not having advertising of their product on TV, that would then stop the anti-smoking PSAs on TV.
That was interesting.
It seems counterintuitive.
It does, but
apparently that was the case. 1971. Everybody else was for it, too.
Yeah.
1971. Today we're remembering Tex Ritter.
During the North African campaign, a group of soldier boys had been on a long hike.
He died of a heart attack on this date, 66, one of the many singing cowboys.
Yes.
Father of actor John Ritter. That was 1974 that we lost Tex Ritter. He had that song, Deck of Cards, and of course, Hillbilly Heaven.
Sure.
Probably one of his best known, if not the best known. We're also remembering the Skipper Day.
I'm going to drop these boxes.
Hello? Which way did you say, Gilligan?
He was the best going.
Nobody did it better.
Nobody did it better than Alan Hale Jr. He died at the age of 71. He was big into Westerns prior to becoming the Skipper.
Yep.
And he was in some prominent movies with some prominent leading men, Robert Wagner, Kirk Douglas, just to name a few.
And, of course, you appeared on Gunsmoke.
How many times do you recall?
Not that many. Once or twice, probably.
That would have been before Gilligan's Island, though,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
After that, you can't be... He probably wasn't on many shows after that where he wasn't the skipper. You get typecast.
Right, and that was
Gilligan
a long,
and the skipper.
That was a few years that he was a skipper. What was that show on, 5 years?
Yeah, it was on, late 60s, 67 to 60 to 70 or 66. It was only 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
They had the black and white year and then the color year. And, of course, then they had the reunion movies.
Yes.
Where they were rescued from Gilligan's Island. And also the one where somehow the Globetrotters got on there and they were able to ship in some backboards, glass backboards.
I
don't know how that happened.
What was the skipper's real name again?
Jonas Grumby.
Yeah, there you go.
Jonas Grumby.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1995, this guy had a lot of lives.
Preserve. Protect. And defend the laws of the District of Columbia.
Other than that whole law that says you shouldn't smoke crack. Now, that one he's going to go along with, and he'll continue.
That one he forgot briefly.
Marion Barry was re-inaugurated. He won another term after serving a 6-month prison sentence for misdemeanor drug charges. He was on video footage and evidence of him smoking crack.
Mm-hmm.
And the constituents of Washington, D.C. still wanted him to be the mayor. What does that tell you about the Washington, D.C. constituency?
Well, they're willing
doesn't
to give
matter.
A second chance.
If you can do the job, smoke all the crack you want, if you're a good mayor, if you keep our garbage prices down and keep the dog catcher that we want employed.
We'll vote you back in.
We'll turn our head the other way and look the other way.
Well, they forgive and forget.
And that's pretty nice. Jim Baker is 79 today. He and his wife, you know.
And Tammy and I have gone through a devastating time. Tammy started first with the pneumonia, and then we went through the Betty Ford's program. And then
did Betty Ford help you with the dependence on eye makeup?
Well, it's a special wing.
It is a special wing.
The clinic, yeah.
Yeah, she did have an issue with eyeliner. And mascara and various other things. And Jim Baker, he just had a problem. I mean, they took a lot of money in PTL Ministries.
For
people
personal
want to know
gain.
What they were doing with that money. And then what was Jim Baker doing as well? He had some other things on the side. But Jim Baker, he's still there. He's still going. I think he still has some kind of a show. I think he still does some kind of ministry.
Wow.
Might want to look that up. He is 79 today. It was always entertaining when Jack Hanna was on a late night show.
No, these are babies.
These are babies. So how large will these hyenas get?
About as big as they can get.
And obviously he knew everything. He knew everything about the animals that he brought onto a show. There he is with David Letterman. Jack Hanna still showing off animals.
Was he on with Jack 72. Perkins? No, that was a different guy.
No.
That was Jim.
Yes.
That was Jim.
Jack Hanna is 72. Tia Carrere.
Oh, yeah. It was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
I prefer the sweet version of Ballroom Blitz.
Right.
But you haven't lived until you heard Tia Carrere do Little Willie.
Oh.
So Tia Carrere, that's her
I liked
from,
her in Wayne's World.
Well, that's what this is from.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne's World, 52 today. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Jerry Maguire, my agent.
I love you, man.
You are my ambassador of Quan, man.
Well, he showed him the money, and that anytime you show him that amount of money, that'd make me cry, too.
I'll be honest.
Kirk Cousins was showing the money as well.
Right.
Cuba Gooding Jr., 51. He was in radio. Radio, he was very good. He won the Oscar for Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
His dad used to play for the group The Main Ingredient.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody plays the fool. Dig this. So Cuba Gooding Jr. is 51. That's all I have.
That's it. Well, it's a very small list today on the Gone But Not Forgotten. There's only three names here. One I don't know, so I'm going to go with two. Science fiction writer Isaac Asimov was born on this day, 1920.
Asimov.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they still publish the Isaac Asimov quiz.
Oh, they do? They still do that in the paper? Look that deep.
Yeah, look in your variety section today and take the quiz. 9 questions, 3 different levels. It's great entertainment. It's great. That's what I do at my lunch. Read the sports page and then the quiz. Once I'm done with the quiz, lunch is over. It's pretty sweet. 1920. for that fine Russian science fiction writer, Isaac Asimov. And one other, he is a unique and entertaining individual. He's a country music Hall of Famer, Roger Miller.
Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby.
Songs.
Yeah, well, he recorded that song before Janis Joplin had a big hit with it, at least 1 or 2 years.
Huh.
Written by Kris Kristofferson, as you know.
Yes.
Me and Bobby McGee.
He's not afraid to do the do I could do.
No.
He makes
some funny noises.
He did indeed.
When you don't have lyrics, make noises.
He was a smoker, and I think it was cancer that got him at a fairly young age. Roger Miller was born in the state in 1936. They're gone, Jim, but not forgotten.
Bozo, Bozo.
Don't forget one.
Class, never frown. Bozo,
who do you call him, Bozo?
Yeah, Larry Harmon, who is Bozo the Clown.
I'm glad you made it here to the Bozo Big Top today.
He was good.
So that pretty much set the stage for anybody being called a bozo. Hey,
right.
Bozo.
Yeah.
Get out of my way, Bozo.
Right.
He was Bozo the Clown, Larry Harmon, born on this date, 1925. And, of course, the classic Seinfeld bit. Do you need to say the clown? Bozo the Clown?
Right.
Are you going to confuse him with Bozo the District Attorney? Hilarious.
That is pretty good.
And classic.
That's a pretty good bit.
And we're remembering Larry Harmon.
They're all gone.
1925. They're all gone,
but not forgotten.
How would you like to start a Bobathon? I'm gone, so we'll have a very special guest host. The All Request Lunch Hour will be on the air today, noon to one, but I'll be long gone. I'm leaving on a jet plane.
You're out of Dodge.
I do know when I'll be back again, though.
Monday?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
And then Monday.
Monday
obviously,
here
for the Bob Morning Show
Bob
at 5:30.
Studios.
So would you like to start your Bobathon with a duet, Vince Gill and Reba, Oklahoma Swing?
Couple of Oklahomians.
Martina McBride, Happy Girl, or Eddie Raven, I'm Gonna Get You?
We can start with a duet today. I think that's good.
Here it comes.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.